Okay, what's happening with Texas's border security law? It's March 20th, 2024, and these are your headlines. The news cycle moves so fast, sometimes it's hard to keep up. A procedural victory for Texas, allowing the state to enforce its new border security law while the Biden administration battles against the measure. We talked about that yesterday. Well, it was short-lived. While the U.S. Supreme Court had moved to allow the law to go into effect yesterday afternoon, hours later, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals put the law on hold yet again. And we're talking about Senate Bill 4, which was set to go into effect earlier this month. That creates a crime for entering the country illegally, paving the way for state law enforcement to arrest illegal aliens with an eye on sending them back to their home countries. After the federal government challenged the measure in a lawsuit, District Judge David Allen Ezra had blocked the law from going into effect. It had been sent to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And then you had this procedural fight. And I won't get into the details of it, but it's not on the actual validity of the measure. It's not about whether or not it's constitutional. It's all procedural. And there was a fight over whether or not the state could enforce the law while the case moved through the courts. In a 6-3 decision on Tuesday, the Supreme Court denied the Biden administration's request to halt enforcement of the law, which allowed Texas to begin enforcing the law immediately. People were celebrating. Attorney General Ken Paxton called the decision a huge win for Texas. Oh, but that victory was short-lived. Literally, just hours later, late last night, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals placed another stay on the law from being enforced. And a remote Zoom hearing was held this morning by the Fifth Circuit. Governor Abbott said today that while the fight continues in court to uphold SB 4, Texas continues to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal trespass. More than 41,000 criminal arrests have been made. He said, we continue to build border wall, use the National Guard to erect razor wire to repel migrants, and keep buoy barriers in the river. SB 4 has also, by the way, been the subject of an interesting battle on the political front with the runoffs just ahead, as you have David Covey, who is challenging House Speaker Dade Phelan, attacking him, along with Dan Patrick joining David Covey and attacking Dade Phelan for being the only Republican in the Texas House not to vote for SB 4. Some people saying, including the Speaker, that it's not traditional for the Speaker to vote on bills, that usually they abstain, and that's certainly true. However, the Speaker does vote on things they consider to be a priority. For example, Dade Phelan voted for the budget, he voted for property tax legislation, and he also voted, most notably, for the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton. Well, Fort Worth's top law enforcement officer insisted that city police will not change their mission even if Texas's new border security measure goes into effect. Police Chief Neil Noakes released a video this week pledging that although the Fort Worth Police Department will always follow the law, the primary responsibility for immigration enforcement and border protection should be left to our federal and state partners. Matt Rinaldi, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, noted that if the measure is upheld, state law provides penalties for a refusal to enforce, including removal from office upon attorney general petition. Well, feeling the heat, Fort Worth Police's account on X issued a follow-up statement shortly after. They said, to be clear, and so there's no confusion, Fort Worth Police Department will always enforce the law. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare told Texas Scorecard that he believes the Fort Worth Police Department will follow the law, as they indicated in their statement. He further questioned the federal government's effort in handling the border crisis. He said, the Office of Refugee Resettlement has lost track of thousands of unaccompanied minors in the past 2 years. We cannot rely on the same federal government that loses thousands of children to properly enforce and protect our border. State Representative Matt Schaefer, who is also an author of some border security legislation that was killed in the Texas House by Dade Phelan this last session, also defended Fort Worth Police Department on X, airing similar considerations to the police department. He said he expecting local police in the interior, like Fort Worth, to engage in SB 4 enforcement misses the mark. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker has not commented on the matter.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
With more illegal aliens living among U.S. residents, a new filing by a member of the Dallas Charter Review Commission would amend the Dallas City Charter, get this, to allow non-U.S. citizens to be appointed and serve on all city boards, commissions, and task forces. The amendment would change the language in each section of the city charter relating to the eligibility for people to serve on the boards. It would change the word citizen to residents, people, or persons. Stuart Campbell, the commission member representing District 7, well, he proposed the amendment. And this isn't the first time the discussion around allowing non-citizens to serve on city boards has occurred. In February, Campbell introduced the amendment to the commission, saying that anyone who pays taxes in the city should be allowed to serve on the boards. He said that to deprive someone their right to serve on the community, serve their community on a board or commission, but also to demand they pay taxes is absurd, injustice, illogical. Well, incoming Dallas County Republican Party Chair Alan West disagreed. He told Texas Scorecard that this proposal shows exactly the progressive left's agenda for illegal immigration. He said that it's house cleaning time in Dallas County. Now, a vote on the amendment was scheduled for March 4th, earlier this month. However, it was tabled then. The CRC's next meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday, March 26. Charter amendments require voter approval, though. Dallas voters rejected a similar proposal in May of 2021 by a 2-to-1 margin. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.